7 to 5, good afternoon, Andrew Brady in London's newest Ollie, tax on drivers. I'm very well.
Yeah, this is, well, very expensive if you're affected. Get this, you already pay, Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. till 6 p.m, you already pay approximately $25 Australian for driving a car, any vehicle, into the city of London, into the congestion zone. So you're hitting $25 already. Get this, they're now bringing in something called a T charge, the toxicity charge. If you're driving a diesel or an unleaded vehicle dated pre-2006, so one of those deemed responsible for pollution, they're whacking an extra $20 on you. So your trip into London will be about $45 a day. And it's being brought in today, and the idea is that it will clean up the air quality levels in the city of London, and that eventually London will become a very green city. A lot of motorists out there today not happy. The T charge, $20 a day.
Yeah, indeed. Now, a man's been arrested after hostage drama.
Yeah, this happened in a bowling alley yesterday afternoon, about 2:30 in the Warwickshire town of Nuneaton. So lots of families in there. There was obviously bowling for the kids. There's a fast food joint nearby. There was a soft play area. It's half term here, so the kids are all off this week. So you can imagine, it's first Sunday of the holidays, how many families would have been in there yesterday. This guy, a white guy with a beard in his early 40s, walked in brandishing a shotgun. He held it in both hands. We've seen eyewitnesses describe exactly what happened. Some young boys were playing tenpin bowling, and they said that this guy walked in and he brandished a shotgun above his head and he started shouting, "Game over." That was what he said. He then took two members of staff hostage, and they were held by him for a couple of hours. Mm. Now, police eventually went in. They used flash grenades. Very dramatic pictures all over the news today, these bangs going off. Thankfully, no injuries. The two hostages were released unhurt, and the guy has been arrested and is being questioned by police today.
And just finally, and who turned up at Wembley to cheer on the Spurs?
Diego Maradona, would you believe? A record Premier League attendance yesterday, because obviously Spurs play at Wembley now for this year while their stadium's being rebuilt, a new stadium at White Hart Lane. Nearly 81,000 people there. Maradona, of course, is from Argentina, as is the manager of Tottenham. And Spurs, they were brilliant yesterday. I have to hand it to them. They were absolutely brilliant. 4-1 winners. Maradona in the crowd to watch Tottenham because he's friends with the Spurs manager Pochettino from home. A great day to be a Spurs fan, not so Liverpool.
Indeed, and we'll check in with you tomorrow. Thanks, mate.